five more days, right? You had a tape from last night, right? It's okay, as long as it doesn't get lost. Okay. As uvdo kumin rabbanan. This is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, about 13 lines down. Last words of the line are as uvdo. Okay. Now, this is an important point to know, which I really don't understand how the rabbis held what exactly their opinion was, but they held that the 9 months of pregnancy are regardless of the date of conception, and they're 9 calendar months. Okay, that to be 9 calendar months within the 9 months of pregnancy. Okay? That's what it has to be. So therefore, in a 7th month pregnancy, there should have to be 7 calendar months, right? So therefore, the Gemara asks the following. Well, maybe, because it says more, as uvdo kumin rabbanan. This is going to relate back to something which we learned last night, but not quite yet. As uvdo kumin rabbanan, the case came from the rabbis at Tamana in Bavel. V'leyadina, they didn't know this is a woman who gave birth after 5 months and change. Okay? It was 6 months altogether, but it didn't work out to be proper 6 months because it wasn't 6 calendar months. They didn't know if there were 13 days from the first month to Shiva Sarminachon, 70 days from the last month, or vice versa. Shiva Sarminachon, 17 from the first month to 13 from the last month. And the Chamisha Shleim Bam, so there were 5 whole months in the middle. Okay, so it was a problem because There's got to be 7 months, right? And there aren't 7 months because you don't have the majority of both months on both ends. So again, the Gemara obviously feels that if you had a majority of each of the end months, then it would be 7 months. But you have the minority of one of the months, so you don't have 7 months. And again, this obviously is taking into account the whole discussion doesn't make sense unless we're going by calendar months, because you can't have a majority of the months if you're measuring months by date to date. Yeah, I guess in the Bible it also underlies, but you're right, but I never really struck me before this evening that this is actually such a blatant issue here. So in any event, so Bikshu didn't go up of Lai Mishum something from saying she had been married earlier to somebody else, and they wanted to, there was a question whether it was a 7 month baby of the last guy, 9 month baby of the first guy, whether it was a Yivum situation, whatever the situation was, it's potentially left among, could have been a Mamzeris, depending on whose kid it was. Okay? So, Amar Lom Rav Nachum Bar Yaakov, Nachum Yaakov said to them, Kodein Uvda Asa Kami Rabbi Abba Barba, a certain case like this came from Abba Barba, who was Shmuel's father. V'achshu, he said it's okay. It's okay. You don't need a complete 7 months. You're going to have broken up months. Okay? You're going to have 5 months plus 13 plus 17. That adds up to 6 months. And you say, well, it was the 17-day one was a majority, or you say it was 6 months of 1 day. As long as you get up to 6 months of 1 day, that's enough. Says the Gemara, ask the Gemara a question. V'abar barba, poly no Shmuel bray. The Zar bar argued Shmuel's son. Now, that was what we had last night. Shmuel's son said that in order to note if a woman's pregnant, a full 3 months have to pass over her. You don't say part of the first and part of the last and a whole middle one. So it's a contradiction because here Shmuel's father is the one who said that you only need the full 5 months in the middle and part of the first and part of the last. Right?
One is to confirm pregnancy and the other is to...
Oh, that's a very obvious answer, right. Says the Gemara, Amrei Baraba said, Chani Yakar Subar. It's the difference between when you can recognize that a woman is pregnant, that takes 3 months, Shan Yohi Ledoso, and there's a difference between that and its birth. Akoras Abu Barobar, to cognition that there's a fetus there, that's Chodosh Hashem, that's after 3 full months, Ledoso, that his birth is the Chodosh Mugdoim, is after 6 months, 7 months, even if they're partial months. Tamati worked over there. Kami Kishuya, how long do labor pains last? Now, this is talking about retroactively. Because from the time a woman's labor pains begin, she doesn't become a zava, even she sees lots and lots of blood. Okay, because we attribute the blood to being dam leda, not dam ziva. Okay, so when the labor pains start, Remeya Maya Filar Boyun Kamishi Romeya says even 40 or 50 days before she gave birth, And if then she gave birth at the end of that time, any blood she saw during that time could be attributed to labor pains. Right? I mean, it says, Daya Chodosho, her month suffices for her, meaning the last month. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon says, Ain't can, Rabbi Shimon will say, Ain't Kishu Yosef Mishnei Shabbos is disheartening, meaning the labor only lasts 2 weeks, no more than that. Rabbi Yosef Shimon Rabbos says, those merits teach us, this price teach us, She Isha Shiul letters of Chodoshim Mekutoyim. The woman gives birth not according to calendar months, but according to fragmented months, meaning according to months of her, from conception on. What touches us like this? The locate, if there was not the case, Nisi Shloshimil, let's say 30 days before she starts labor. It doesn't say 30 days, it says her month. What does her month mean? It means each woman has their own relative month based on their situation, because it's not calendar months. Okay? Again, God says Chodeshah, not Chodesh or Shloshim Yom. It means her month. Okay? Says the Gemara. Where am I up to? Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Boon. Is that where we're up to? I just read that one. Honest, I just read that one. Yeah. Now I'm up to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Boon. Says Zosemes Shaisha Yos Chodashim Shlemim. It teaches also that a woman gives birth in after 9 full months. They might be counted from the day of conception, but they're 9 full months. So it teaches that the thing that says Taya Chodasha, it says her month. Sounds like her pregnancy is measured in months. So therefore, she gives birth must be after 9 full months. Says my Rabbi Boy Rabbi Nas. So Dovar Shatelet. Is that only true if she actually gave birth? Says more low, not true. I guess it really he said this. Rabbi Yudin said stated that low so that she doesn't have to actually give birth in order to work retroactively to a viable fetus. So the bunch of tail low. I feel the appeal. No, even if she miscarried. Amrei Monerima said Shmois b'shem Shmuel. I heard the name Shmuel. He had Karsuber Hilido, so that the terms for recognizing that a woman is pregnant, the terms for her birth are both equivalent. So Vlesana Yodamin Man Shambis. I don't know from whom I heard this. Amrei Baba Koin, Rabbi Baba Koin said, Kur Rabbi Yisrael for Rabbi Yisrael. Rabbi Yirmiyah Omer, Rabbi Yirmiyah said it. Amrei Rabbi Chizkiyah Omer, Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Chizkiyah said, no, Rabbi Yirmiyah did not say. Rabbi Yitzchak upset him. He got annoyed because Rabbi Yitzchak wanted to say Rabbi Yirmiyah did hear him say it, and he said Yirmiyah didn't say it, so he annoyed him. Amr said, "Il Yoshua Koshu Moshe." Even Yoshua, who was tied to Moses, right? He was absolutely tied to him, right? So nevertheless, Lo Amr, he couldn't say his Rebbe never heard X, right? He didn't know what his Rebbe heard at all times, right? And you have the chutzpah to say you didn't hear it from Yirmiyah? I didn't know I didn't hear it from Yirmiyah. Maybe you weren't around. I heard it from Yirmiyah, right? So it says, Chosev Amar, he came back and he said, In Amara. In other words, Rabbi Chizkiya said, not I did hear, but he did. Yes, in. Yes, Amara, he did see here, say Rabbi Yirmiyah. I can grant you that. Elak in Shishama Mile. However, my question was that it was like a person who heard something, Umak She'elah, and asked a question. In other words, how you say, how could Rabbi Yirmiyah have said it? It wasn't a question that Rabbi Yirmiyah said it. Okay, let Rabbi Yirmiyah have said it. The question is, how could Rabbi Yirmiyah have made such a statement? That was the question. What's the svar involved here? If you're going to say that he said the statement, then Abba Shmuel's argument, Abba Barba, who said that in terms of counting months, to later they're not all months, so comes that argument, Shmuel's son, who says, Farkras Uba, it is 3 months. So it's a kasha, we don't have an answer for that. Lamaisa, according to this version, is a contradiction. Because he holds that Rabbi Shmuel, Shmuel holds that both of them are Chodashim Shleimim, and Abba Barba says that the birth of the months of birth are not Chodashim Shleimim. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Brech, Yoh B'Shem Shmuel said, Lo'elam ain't isha yoledes elo l'reishayin alfa reishayin beza reishayin gimel reishayin talit. Woman only gives birth either after 271, 272, 273, or 274 days. Now, there's amazing day Moshe here, but I guess you have to say this is Pshat. He says that depends what day of the week she conceived on. In other words, the 9 months always start on I guess she always gives birth on a Sunday. How does that work? I don't know exactly how it works. Now I'm not sure I understand how Pnei Moshe works. I think it's like this: it takes up to 4 days for the conception to begin. For what's it called when the fertilization? 3 days. So it takes up to 4 days. So it, depending on how far after conception the fertilization occurred, it's either 271, 272, 273, or 274 days. And 270s, of course, would be exactly 3 months. Okay? So it's either... What?
9 months.
9 months. Right, so it's either it's either 9 months, it's anywhere up to 9 months and 4 days. Okay? Omli Ramana, Ramana said, Minan Shama Rabbi Hada Milsa. He asked him, from where did you hear this thing? Ramana said to Rabbi Brechia. So Amalei, so he said to him, where did you hear this? Amalei, he said, Mim Rabbi Ba, I heard this Rabbi Ba. V'chav, she taught, said to Rabbi Ba, says, Kash Rabbi Ba. Tamanu Mar, there he said, Shani Yehu HaKoras HaUbar, Shani Yilei Doso. There Rabbi Ba drew a distinction between the recognition of a child, meaning which is 3 full months, and its birth, which is partial months. V'chav Marachin, here he said, it's also full months. Now we're describing exactly 271 or more days. Says the Rabbi Bar Zutra B'Shem Shmuel said, it's koshu, it should be koshu bar bay ar bay. Okay? Take out the arehu bay. Now the way that most of the Farshim, except for the Shaitar Yisrael, it's a gematria. Anytime a woman is har bay in gematria is what? Two hundred twelve is a minimum pregnancy. 212 is 7 months and 2 days, right? So that's a minimum pregnancy. Anytime she's arbe, meaning that the child will be able to survive. But if it's less than 212 days, so then it's not about viable pregnancy. So that's how he's learning arbe, which is a quote pasuk in the Chumash. The key is the Mishnah also says it doesn't like the gematria. He says that it means is the longer the pregnancy, arbe meaning a lot, right? The longer the pregnancy, the greater the chance of survival. That's how we learn this. Which is a flaw, right? Because the 8th month is not like this. So what it means that the 9th month is better than the 7th month. That's what it has to mean. Rechir Rashi, Aviyasi, Kuy Rav. Rechir Rashi, in front of Rav, Chamsei Mi Vasi, so Rav, nervous, or anxious. Armelisi said, Mao Kain, what's the problem? Armelisi said, I'll tell you, my chamorti is mabra, my donkey is pregnant. The boy in Melad, and she's about to give birth. And I don't want her to give birth. One of my boy in say, I want to stand her up in some way, shape, or form. I don't know exactly what he's doing. In order that, crouch her, cause it's a crouch, not to stand up, sorry. Shaloti say, in order that she shouldn't get cold. So, I guess that you got cold during the birth process would be very bad. I don't know exactly why. Armelisa says, Amosai, Olole Zachor. So he asked, when was the conception? Armelisa said, a certain day. The Choshev, and he said, he reckoned when that day was. Armelisa said, Baya Ahi Ad Kadosh. She's going to wait a few more days. In other words, they held that the time, you know, the time was precise. From the time of conception to the time of birth. So therefore, he said, wait a few days, it's not yet her time to give birth, and she's not going to give the birth, you don't have to worry about her. It's an amazing concept. Okay? So the time came, we also learn like this, Ha-Pocheses, Eina Pocheses, Mi-Mosa-Levona, not as stark, but, and it kind of diminishes Chishul Eskwa. She says a female donkey gives no doesn't give birth any less than at 354 days, which is to the lunar year after she conceives. Moseves, and she goes overboard. And Moseves Mosechama doesn't take her more than 365 days. So Chamor is between the lunar and solar year. Milsa Rabbi Yeshua Pliga, the Rabbi Yeshua, meaning Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi, seems to argue. The Ma Rabbi Shemalevi said, Bikoresh Shal Antigonus, the cow of Antigonus, Chaisor Borobora, was pregnant, be a Bilcher based Rebbe Menashvarim. And they, the house of Rebbe, they produced her several oxen. Yeshmim Shiodu Achshav, Yeshmim Shiodu Achazman. Now, some of them were born now, and some of them were born later on. I don't know exactly what that means. It sounds to me like, they were staggered in how they came out of the mother's womb, and that indicates that they're not precise days of pregnancy for all the cows, because obviously they're conceived all at the same time. So says the Gemara, Kambe Matzmeh, Kambe Behematoro. By Behematoro, you know precise when they're going to be born. Behematoro, you don't, by Behematoro, you don't. It's erratic. It's only by Behematoro that's precise. Behematoro, such as the donkey, or the horse, or something of that sort. Okay? Says Gemara, Vokzi, then say, Hayadata Eis, Ledes Yali Sela. Do you know the time when the mountain goats will be born? Cholei Los Tishmor. The creation of rams will be preserved, or mountain goats, also another type of mountain goats. Tisabe Yerachim, can you count the months? But it's Maleno that they should become filled. Yadas Eitzle Tana, you'll know when they're going to be born. The gist of all, which is to say that you cannot know when an animal's going to be born. So on my way, so he said, those are wild kosher animals, right? Non-domesticated kosher animals. Those are like behemoths in that they're like clockwork. But behemoths toros, they don't talk or function like clockwork. Okay? Says the mission further, Ezuskena, what's a woman past menopause who doesn't assume she's going to see neither blood? Kosher Shall show us some of you over to whom 30 periods have passed. How much is 30 periods approximately? I mean, it says 3 modos. Sorry, how much is that? 3. Yeah, my mistake. 3 months, right. How many? 9 days, right. 90, 91, 92, 29, yeah, whatever it was, yeah. 29, 30, 30, which is 89, 80, whatever. 88 or 89. So that's what determines that she's a Zkena. Rabbi Lezer, Mekolisha, Shavuot, Shoshon, was any time during lifetime when 3 onus have passed, die shaita, that suffices. Rabbi Yossi, Meremu, Perisimi, Nekas, Shavuot, Shoshon, if she is nursing or has. If she's pregnant, is nursing, and 3 owners have passed, Daishite also, we say, she doesn't mitame, may slay some afreya. She doesn't go 24 hours back in the tumor, which proceeds from her body. Right, Meir Omer? You missed this last night, but the woman who becomes Anita for the 24, we assume that anything which happened in the past 24 hours also is under the shadow of potentially being that which was Anita. Because she started becoming Anita 24 hours previously. What? He shouldn't find the blood till now. Okay? Rabbi Meir Omer Machmas Hachola of Hadon Mistalki. Rabbi Meir says, why is a Muberis and Menika not going to become Anida? Because of the blood, because of her milk, her blood goes away. Actually, Rabbi Meir in the Bible says the blood becomes milk, if you recall correctly, right? Rabbi Yossi Omer says, Rabbi Yossi Omer Machmas Tzara Adon Mistalki. It's because she says the pain, her blood is removed. Okay, she loses blood because of her bodily situation. Ashkris Omar Kulas Vchumra Sadir Meir Kulas Vchumra Sadir Rabbi Yossi. Each one has its own Kula and Chumra. Kula and Chumra Kulas Vchumra Sadir Rabbi Meir. There's Kula Chumra Kulas Rabbi Meir. Shemayam Moshech Vionek Arba Ochamei Shonim. If she nursed her child for 4 or 5 years, Daya Shaito, then that's sufficient. She doesn't have to worry about she doesn't have to worry about 24 hours prospectively back, because she's still nursing and all her blood is becoming milk, right? The chumra, there's a chumra in a kohen man and the other, and she milsa b'nala menekah within the first 24 months. She gave her child to a nursemaid, and she weaned him, and even the child died, right? Metame meisleis. Actually, her mace is not relevant to this, as long as she's not nursing anymore. I'm not sure if her mace got in here. Hey, well, once you weaned them, even in 24 months, so she no longer can rely on the fact that her blood is not matami, the 24 hours retroactively, right? Says the Mole. No, I didn't. Okay, but cool, so Rabbi Yossi, cool, according to Rabbi Yossi, she knows something about Mediko that if within the first 24 months, even if she gave her child to a nursemaid, who came out and she weaned him, who maced and he died, she's not going to die 24 hours back, because within the first 24 months, she doesn't have the capacity to become tummy. The chumras and this chumras well, which is she may have moshi v'yone garbosh chumay shanim. According to the cutoff point, is 2 years is absolute. The view she went up 4 or 5 years, also chavta al chodesh. She's also meaning here really mutter. In other words, it's not a problem to train 4 months, after that it's a problem.
When women get their cycle back, you want to...
Nowadays it's nishtana teva. Okay, nowadays life is different.
Within
a few months, right? It's it's not 24 months anymore. But the women are not as diligent now about nursing either. You know, it was once much more, comprehensive. So now they're not as diligent. So that's why it actually comes back earlier.
Okay,
it says we're a V'har Rabbi Meir. V'har Meir Omar Matam Eitzlei. So I understand. The Rabbi Meir say Matam Eitzlei. That's Matami retroactively. When he said that, ma, what do you mean to say, miyad? Och shiyivsoka tenetinok veyochol lachzor. Did he say that Matami immediately, 24 hours back, from the time we weaned him? Or is it only when he's weaned to the extent that he can't go back to his mother? Okay? So what's considered to be true weaning? So there's more, it says in the Shmini Dol, let's not from here. Yoni Kwatina Gvolech, the child, Yoni Kwatina Gvolech, the child continues to nurse Archov Dal Khosh up to 24 months, slaving, complete. Mikavlech for a man, Kyonik Shekats, if he continues to nurse, it's like nursing from an animal. This is disgusting. Divrei Rabbi Elazar, so Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Shomer, Yoinek, who atinak volech afilu harba chamesh shanim. It can go on for 4 or 5 years. Umutin, that's okay. Pirish, just so once he gets off the nursing, then emal zirin, so don't put it back. Areichon. Now, the question of Areichon is according to the Gilin Ephraim, is a question of according to everybody. So when is he weaned and he can't go back to his mother's breast? So it says Gemara. What? Or that he's said to be separated already. In other words, that would be shekets if he went back. Okay? Says Marechon of Rabbi Yaakov Rachov Barachum Rabbi Chia B'Sher Riotzer Am Eitzleis 24 hours is considered weaned. Rabbi Chizkiya and Rabbi Avo B'Sher Rishim Loger said Achlosh Yomim Eitzleis. It's up to 3 days it takes until he's considered weaned. My Medvar Mui, when is that true? Bismachi Pirish B'Tov Buriel, where he died suddenly and in good health, relatively speaking. obviously,
Hey, what's this going on?
Yeah. Was that? Scratch what I just said. I don't know what I just said. It's quite simple. My man, when is weaning considered to take effect? When the child was healthy, when it was weaned. The child has to be healthy when it's weaned in order for it to take effect. However, I'm pierced to call you if the child was unhealthy when it's weaned. Maxir and some yad, you immediately put him back into nursing again. Because of pigoch nefesh, obviously. Anyway, so it's only the kid when he got weaned, he was somewhat healthy. I'm pretty sure if he got sick, he was sick, but he was on miyad. He put him back to breastfeeding again. But Tino Shana Shana Sakona, also a child who's not in danger, of Yishu Sakona, I feel like a comma, as a child who's going to be put in danger, I feel even after several days have passed, Marzir and Osamiyad to put him back. Now, why don't we bring down this whole thing? What was this all about? So, the Gilead Ephraim proposes that it was about the issue of the issue of when nursing stops, and therefore, if she sees neither blood, we're metami or retroactively. So the Shia is when it's nursing stop, and we actually want to show machlokas here. The reason we want to show machlokas to demonstrate is that we can't determine it definitively. So therefore, we'll just have to make a blanket principle whenever she stops weaning, regardless of the antecedents and the length of time and duration. Immediately then, 24 hours previously, from any time she sees neither, she's mitami. That's how the Gilead Ephraim want to learn it. It's possible in Maisa, though, to say, I think, more pashut, that these two opinions, whether it's one day which is considered weaning or 3 days considered weaning, that's the nafkamina. When it should consider to be off the breastfeeding, that now she's in time of lays, retroactively from the time she sees, is it after 1 day of weaning or after 3 days of weaning? Right? In other words, what's considered to be the point of which the weaning has perhaps been complete, then now she's metami retroactively. If she sees blood, she's metami retroactively the past 24 hours. Only after either 1 day, according to Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avram, or whoever it was, I forget what his name was, and 2 days, according to the other man, 3 days, according to the other man, Domer. Okay? Says the Gemara of Kena, an elderly woman. Azi's Kena, what's considered to be his Kena, Rabbi Shimon Logoshimir Kosh Kena, so Ima. Who's in the Bible as well, anytime they call her mother, so it's not just her own kids call her mother, but anybody calls her mother, and she doesn't get upset. The Daita Dermatoli says, well, what's it up to her? What, are you going to leave it up to a woman to decide these matters, please? So it says, she's an age when she's suitable to start being called Ima. Time learned to avoid him as focus, ain't crying, oh, some, e, abba, plenty of Ima, plenty. It, slaves and maid servants don't come out plenty of your place because too much honor. So basically, I'm leal, they crying a lot of name on the house, and they used to call their slaves, she'll say, and their maid servants, abba, tavi, vima, tabito. It's interesting, because Tavi was named a Gamliel slave, but it sounds here, says Mashbiach, that they used to call all their slaves Tavi, and all their maid services are called Tabitha. Isn't that an English name? Some sort of, yeah, Tabitha is a name that the house in Gamliel used to give slaves. What? Or Tavi cat. Okay. Anyway, says Gamliel, Tani, we learned. Now, in this, Gabe's name was set name, but it sounds like here was just connect. Oh well, then be the brave. Live and learn. Says when a Tanya Rabbi Yoshi. Now in this next paragraph, there's several different possible ways of learning. Actually, everybody's got a different way of learning it, and there's all based on some problematic Mishnah and Melech was very great difficulty with the sugya, and he changes the word of the next line from Ain to Yesh. So it's diametric opposition. So all the unfortunately try to avoid doing that. So I can learn Ilan Shatner, Tzolk'in, and Ephraim, which are similar, except the one does more moving around. Well, they're not 100% similar. So we'll see. Not sure which one to check. But let's start. Tai Rabbi Yosher, learned Yod of Chakron Liz Gairo. If a woman gave birth and then afterwards it was Megayer, Ela Dam Torah. So fascinating thing. She doesn't have that Dam Torah. How many days of Tara do you normally get? Yeah, 33 for a male after 766 for a female. Right. So what if she was Megayer then? Does she get those Dam Torahs? So Rabbi Yosher says no, she doesn't get Dam Torah. It's an amazing concept, right? Converts after she gave birth, she doesn't get those 33, 66 days. So what? So our Rabbi Yosher said, now the Shaita so cuts and paste. He says he takes the second line next page. So she says that Tomei boy which gave birth because she was not a susceptible to the user, she doesn't have Dam Torah either, right? It's a flip side. So he cuts and pastes that from here to over there to over here. Be that as it may, Om Rabbi Yosher said Vios, he's saying good. And it's a Chiddush, you laid to this Rabbi Yosher, because if not, in fact, Rabbi Yosher would have said this, Havet Srichos, Lord, I would have had her Shiloh. Why would I would have had her Shiloh? So according to the Shiloh there, so the Shiloh would have been, well, let me turn first and tell according to Gillian Ephraim. Gillian Ephraim actually changes gears and says, because it would be a question according to Levi. Levi is the one who says that there are two different faucets in a woman. If it's one faucet, which is all types of blood, so then I can understand that if you don't have Dam Torah, you don't have Dam Torah, because it's the same blood, right? So it's just the halacha Torah gives a different halacha depending on the time. So the Torah neighbor gave you that halacha. But by Levi, who says there are two different faucets, there's the faucet of Dam later and the faucet of Dam Toar, so then I might say, even according to him, that the two Mayanos, there is a concept of Dam Torah, even by a Gioris, right? So they never had to tell me that there is no Dam Torah by Gioris. That's how Gillian Ephraim learned it. Okay, the Shatter also says, he says that the question was, in the issue of two Mayonas Dafka, specifically according to being that she has two Mayonas, well, it's really the same thing. But the question is going to Mayonamar, there's two Mayonas, whether we give Dam Torah or not. But going to Mayonamar, that there's only one Mayan, the whole thing is Pasha, it would seem. I mean, it's not Pasha, but it's a big Kiddush. No, it's not a big Kiddush, it's Pasha, right? It's Pasha that she's not going to have Dam Torah because it's all one Mayan, so there's no way of saying that. Yeah. I'm not sure. The Mar doesn't seem to be dealing with that. In other words, that it turns off and turns on again. The Mar doesn't seem to be dealing with that. Okay? I don't know. Says the Mar, Tani, we learned. Tapadal Mouth, third line. Agiris, Vashvuya. A woman who converted, a woman who's taken captive by Shivcha, and a woman who was his maidservant. Sheniftu redeemed, she's garu or converted, she's tachru or released. Tzrichos lavdi in shlosh chodashim, she ought to wait 3 months before they marry anybody else, who would distinguish if they're pregnant or not. Rabbi Yossi says they don't have to wait 3 months. Now the reason for that, the Bible also brings down Rabbi Yossi, she's because Rabbi Yossi goes, when a woman is mizaneh, she turns over and makes sure she doesn't get impregnated. Right? So that you don't need 3 months. You only need 3 months after a marriage terminates, not after some sort of licentious relationship. Okay? So name and Uvidamim, in terms of blood of woman who was a Gioras or Shvi, etc. So in terms of blood, Rabbi Yudamer says, Daya Shaita, let's say she converted when she had her Nida period. In the middle of throws her Nida period. So she had Daya Shaita, she doesn't have Matami retroactively. There is her Matami made slaves. Rabbi Yossi says she's Matami retroactively. Rabbi said, Niran Dibe Rabbi Yossi Bedamim. It would seem that Rabbi Yossi is correct in terms of blood. Meaning if she saw blood on the day that she converted. No, that's not it. Yeah, that was spit on him.
Yeah.
Sorry. He said what? She's in time retroactively, because she becomes fully Jewish, they're in time retroactively last 24 hours, even when she was not yet Jewish. So it says, Rivir Rabbi Yehuda Bivlat, like Rabbi Yehuda by the fetus itself, who said, what is it, if he is himself? You have to wait 3 months. Where did he say that? They said in the fourth line. They have to wait 3 months before getting remarried. Okay, so he basically came out of Chumra on both counts. He said that, like Rabbi Yossi, that she's in the time retroactively the Gioris, and like Rabbi Yuda, they have to wait 3 months before she marries somebody after she converts. Okay. Okay, Shem Yavatai, along with Rabbi Yossi. Rechia said name Rabbi Yochanan is like Rabbi Yossi also, that seems like in both cases Rabbi Yossi, she doesn't have to wait 3 months, and that we say may slays retroactively. Says the Mara, to locate man army, had he not possibly Yossi, what we would have said anyway. Rabbi Yuda, Rabbi Yossi, and a look Rabbi Yossi, a look not a Rabbi Yossi. So obviously that's the case. Ella begin. So no, it's because begin the my Rabbi Nirin. Our prophet Rabbi said Nirin. He said Nirin Div Rabbi Yuda Rabbi Nirin Div Rabbi Yuda Nirin Div Rabbi Yossi. So once he said Nirin, the problem is that it sounds like he was portraying each Tana as having conceded to the other one in their specific case, and that's not true. They didn't concede to the other one in their specific case. In other words, Rabbi Yossi would have conceded to Rabbi Yehuda in the waiting period, and the other one would concede to the other one in the halacha of the 24 hours. So that would begin the Ma Rabbi Nirin, locate him, therefore would have thought that one conceded to the other, and the other one conceded to the other. That's no longer a machlokas. Says, well, that's not true. I wouldn't have thought that anyway. Locate him, Rabbi Ba. B'shem Rabbi Zir, didn't Rabbi Ba say to Rabbi Zir, come, Shoshana Rabbi Nirin. Any place Rabbi said the word Nirin, I died on Machlokas in Koimba, the Machlokas still is extant. I wouldn't have assumed that Rabbi got one to concede to the other. Chutz, only time, three times is not true, where the Machlokas folded, only one time. Chutz, me eagle showed the veil. Only a certain case of an eagle shield veil, I forget what the case is. It's the only case where every man to say that each side conceded to the other. Otherwise, when he says nearing, it just means that that's how he wants to paskin. Not that the other side could side A concede to side B, or side B concede to side A. So in any event, so says, Lord, be there all as it may. Lemaisa, why did Rebbe have to say Nirin? Why did you say Halacha? Says Gemara, nothing. Gemara doesn't have an answer to this question. Why did it say Halacha? Why did he fail to say Halacha? No, the question was, why did he say Halacha Rebbe Yossi? Always possible for Rebbe Yossi. We didn't come up with a good answer. Says Ma'ar Rebbe Yossi, he said, Koshisukun Rebbe Chanir Breit Rebbe. I ask a question for you, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi, feel dover boishin, yibalu. Even if it's for sure that as shiksas they had relations, they still don't have to wait three months to get converted. Says more, no. Obviously, we're taking the count. Halei v'stam nechriyos lo kibul sein. What do you think? You think they're all Gesulos? The Goyim, they all had relations. Well, we assume choose birth control and choose Bezana, and therefore we don't make her wait 3 months. Okay? Reb Lezer Meir, Reb Lezer says, Kol Isha Sherov Ule Sholosh Onos, anyone on whom three epochs have passed, meaning 3 months, Daya Shaito, she's considered to have no blood anymore, and therefore, whenever she's in the time, it's not 24 hours back, but rather from that time on. But Daya Lo, we learn concerning their summer low. They said to Reb Lezer, Lo, Ruchachem Elz Keino, you're saying woman any time of life, it's not true, it's only elderly woman. Says Maraki, say this. Of Tani, did we learn Omar Rabbi Lezer, Maisa Bribachas? Rabbi Lezer says, Maisa, a certain young woman by Tailu in a certain of the town of Aitlu. She seeks a shoulder, she didn't see for 3 onos. Right. Vula Ross, she didn't see any blood. Rachaka Ross, and then afterwards she saw blood in the 4th month. And they retroactively. So that's the case where Blaz gets and Chachamim go like him. So they gave a powerful rejoinder. They said, Omer, they said, at that time when you purported to have seen this episode to take place, Katan Ayisa, you were a child. And even though now you're the great Blaz and Rukas, we don't believe you. Vain Edus will call it. Okay? You can't testify. Says more, Pamaras Hora, Rabbi Lezer. What's Rabbi Paskin like Rabbi Lezer? That it's not Mitame, what did Rabbi Lezer say? That's not Mitame Slays. I'm not Mitame retroactively. I'm in Stari, got upset.
He's upset himself. I was,
that he passed in that way. It's a question. Whenever Rabbi Sapasman includes Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi, it wouldn't bother him. Right? Lo, Mekanu, Mitzvah, Yossi, include Rabbi Lezer, it bothered him. So as Mar Moise, he said, Tami Yechidin, a fascinating principle in Halacha. There, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi whoever was there, Meir argued, so it's one-on-one. So whoever Rebbe joins with becomes the majority. So he joins the every once, right? So he does these, please. We say if he joins our mayor, then they overcome Rabbi Yossi. The Tzarva Daitar Rabbi Yossi, he joins the other Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi, mayor, then you overcome Rabbi Mayor. So there is not a problem for them to him to jump in over there, and that's the principle of Achra, according to Ushami. How they ask him like him, right? So it says Amar below, not only that, furthermore, Elatani, we learned Umro, Lulot, or Shoah, so the whole deal was just a one-time singularity. There's nothing which can be extrapolated from that case. Okay? So Lamai said, it's possible that you need to say you say Meis Leis retroactively from the time that she started, even after the first time after 3 months had elapsed, as long as she's not an elderly woman. Okay? Again, you would say that the time in the 24 hours prior to her sighting, even after 3 months of elapsed of being a nursing or some other exemption, as long as she hasn't undergone menopause yet, you still say the May slay is back and retroactively. Okay? Says my Rabbi Yosef, it says, Muberes Menekes Shovel Eshol Shonos Dayan Shaitan, Muberes Menekes concerning whom three periods already passed, 3 months, then we no longer have time for them retroactively 24 hours from the time that they saw blood. The Tayyar, we learn to consider this, he may pour him in the Kusi, and he holds in 3 months after he establishes. So the day she's pregnant, the day she nurses, we stop and they join the other Shol Shonos to make 3 separate epics. So, and at the end of that, you say whatever looks kick in. Now, the reason why they both count is because he holds that they're both considered to come from the same place in the body. So, therefore, the months free of them, either before the birth or after the birth, are of the same quality. Okay? Says Mishnah by Medvar Amuri, when they say you don't go back, Pishbiya Rishina, the first time she sees. Abba b'shniya, but the second time she sees, oh, all bets are off. The time he may say, the time retroactively. The first one she saw because of some external factor which made her a zava or nida, Abba b'shniya da'ashayt the so to the second one. The backyard is the you don't go back to the 21st previously, but whatever the whatever should apply. The second one does apply because the first one was ayde onus. Okay, when somebody sees ziva de onus, it doesn't count. Says Marshmo says lo shanu ella besula uskena. Those where you don't go but to say it's time to of house retroactively, it's only Basula, a woman never saw blood, and a woman is ready to finish seeing blood. But a woman who's Mubaris Menekes, who's pregnant to nursing, nice luck, call you may bore, call you may maniac Yusa. We give her much more, actually, than our Mishnah. Actually, Basula and Skane are time limited, and these are not time limited. I misunderstood this before. They're time limited, these are not time limited, right? Yeah, as long as she's pregnant, as long as she's nursing, you let her off the hook. Okay? Okay, Rabbi Yochanan Tarvai and Amri, they both said, he Basula, he's Skane, he Mubaris Menekes, they all say Malacha. A Basula means she never saw blood before. Skane, a woman who's finished seeing blood. A Mubaris, a woman who's pregnant. Medical woman who's nursing. They're all the same. They're all the same group. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Zir, said, I see the Rabu, the Rebbe, that which Rab said, Rabbi Yochanan, that which Rabbi Yochanan just said, is Rabbi Chanina, it's like Rabbi Chanina, Buku, Plina, she tossed into Shmuel, and the old argument, Shmuel. How so? Tamar, Rabbi Lezim, Shem Rechina, my Lez, the name Rechina. Pamachas once, Hore Rebbe, Kikule Beis Remeir, or Kule Rabbi Yossi. Let's see Paskin like the coolest of both of them. In fact, the Meir Panim Paskin here on the bottom, that says the Rama Paskin like both of them too. It's a little bit complex for now. Hey Chavita, what's the story? Who car of Bara? Let's say your child was noticed. No, but you noticed she was pregnant. Across and then she saw blood. And Mayor says, Daya Shaita. Mayor says, in that case, you don't go back because she's already pregnant. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Tom, Mayor says, you do go back 24 hours. Now, Rochius Harbe, what a flip side is, if she saw many times, but if Seeker Shol Shonas then for 3 months she didn't see. But across and then she saw again. Remember, time may say, so Remember says, awakens the old issue, and therefore she's Matami retroactively past 24 hours. Rabbi Yossi, Omer, the Aishai, maybe says, in that case, since for 3 months she establishes not seeing blood, so therefore, it's sufficient whatever time. There's no 24 hours back. Okay? Now, the Imoim Rat, if you're going to say, Nesilo Koyme Bura, Koyme Mnekyuso, if you're going to say that you give her all the days that she's pregnant, all the days that she's nursing, Lam Likikuli Rabbi Yossi. Why do you say it's like the coolest of Rabbi Yossi? Honorai Mea Kalilam Rabbi Yossi. When you say the coolest of Rabbi Yossi, what was the case that said it's the coolest of Rabbi Yossi? The case of, the case where she stopped for 3 months, right? She stopped for 3 months, so then Rabbi Yossi said, Daya Shaita, and Rabbi Meir says, Matame Eis Leis. Look back at the beginning of the Gemara a minute. Right to the beginning. Shmuel my losha obsul is kena. Our Mishnah, which says that the zivin between the first rear and the second rear is only about Psula Tzkeno. That Psula, okay, I see what my problem is. My problem was like this. Shmuel said, Lo shalom b'sulah tzkeina after they saw one time, the next time they're matame retroactively, meis leis. let's say a psula, a woman, a girl never saw blood, now she's 4 years old, first time she sees blood. So the first time she sees needle blood, she's only metami that from that time on, not retroactively the past 24 hours. The second time she sees blood, from the time of retroactively the past 24 hours. Okay? So she will say, Lo shall psulas kena. Absula, that's true about Absula's Kena. Abu Mu, Beres Meniko, Nutsula, Koi Mei, Bur, Koi Mei, Merakuso. Beres Meniko, every time during those, the 9 months of pregnancy, the 24 months of nursing, she never some time of 24 hours before her Nida. She always has time before the time she's Nida, not previously, right? Rabbi Yochan, Tarvei Nomi, they both said, he basulim is kedem uberes himeniko. No, the moment they establish it, they're going to see blood. The next time around, they're time already from the 24 hours before. Okay, it doesn't matter who they are. You always are mekame them from the 24 hours. So who actually is more meko? Who's more meko here? This is what threw me off. Who's the meko here? Shmuel. Okay, I didn't realize that before. Shmuel is more meko because Shmuel is the one who holds. And Muberes Beniko, even, you know, month five, and she's been seeing blood every month, she's still in Matami from here on in. Not retroactively. Okay? So it says, Rabbi said, I said to Rabbi Rabbi Yochan, Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Yochan, and Chumra goes to Rabbi Chanina, Bukulam plug in, she does it to Shmuel, they all are against Shmuel. The who's more makel? The married blessed and shemer. Chinah pa'amachas her Rebbe kuhuli be meir kuhuli be zirzi. Rebbe once he went like kulis of both. Echav he was case who kara bara. So she's pregnant, right? She's pregnant. She is pregnant. V'chakachos and then she saw blood. Metame meis leis. She's metame. I escape. Ross Rameir my dad tried to marry. Says she doesn't. She's only metame for a miranin. Rabbi Yosef and Tamei say she's metame retroactively, which means even which time she metame retroactively past 24 hours, even the first time she sees after she's a muberes, even that first time, she's very metame retroactively. Which of course now, like our mission, Rabbi didn't paskin like him. Rabbi paskin like Rabbi Meir. Who got by Rabbi Ross? Rabbi Meir might die. Try to reverse him in time while he's face. Rabbi Pasch and Rabbi Meir, that's only sufficient to the day the evil of the rob, but not retroactively. Ross Leo's Harbin, I wish so many times. The secret show shows that she stopped for 3 periods, so Chakak Ross, and then she's again. Rabbi Meir, remember the time he's face, Rabbi Meir says goes back to her old pattern. There is a fundamental issue. She goes back to her own pattern. Okay, and this is talking about even by a rosa muberes umenika, right? She saw when she's muberes umenika, she saw 3 times, she stopped, and then she went back and saw again. She's been time in 24 hours again because she has a pattern of seeing blood even when she is a muberes umenika, right? She can't get out of that pattern of seeing blood no matter what, okay? So it says, Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Dayashayt, Rabbi says, no, even for her, it's sufficient, Dayashayt, you don't go back. So it says, you don't go back 24 hours. If you're going to say that you give her all the days of Ibur, all days of Menekes, right? You give it to her, right? You say all those days, she's fine. No problem. No retroactive 24 hours. It's only from the time she sees. If you're going to say that, so then, Lumley, Kukuli Rabbi Yossi, why do you say it's a cool of Rabbi Yossi to say that you give her all that time? Adar Meir, clearly Rabbi Yossi, that Rabbi Meir is more making Rabbi Yossi. Because Rabbi Meir said what? Was Rabbi Meir's kula? Rabbi Meir's kula was that Hukar Bara is Daya Shaita, right? So then why do you have to say that in that case, why do you say in the second case?
I've stopped.
Let's try one more time. That's got to work this time. Let's go back 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 line from the top. Hey, Chavido, what's case? Who caro bara? She recognized she was pregnant. Vachak across, and then she saw blood, right? Meir died. Shadrach says, you don't go back 24 hours from that and say she was telling me the 24 hours prior to her sighting. Time retroactive to the past 24 hours prior to that time. Now this is the case which we have to concentrate on because this is the case I think I don't understand. She saw many sightings, Bivsiko Sholoshonos, and then stopped for 3. This is important. The case of Hukarubara is the case where she didn't yet stop 3 times. She didn't establish a pattern of not seeing. We just know she's pregnant. The case of Yvsika Sholosh Onos, right? Rosy Osarbe, she saw many times that she was pregnant, but then she stopped for 3 times, and she established a pattern of not seeing for 3 times.
Okay, so Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi argue, what's the superior proof that she's not going to see blood? According to Rabbi Meir, it's a superior proof, the fact that she's not going to see blood, the fact that she's recognized to be pregnant. According to Rabbi Yossi, it's a superior proof, the proof that she's not going to see blood, and they have an amatamah 24 hours backwards, the fact that you had 3 months of not seeing blood. Rabbi Paskin, like the coolest of both, it says here. Paskin, like both kulos, like Rabbi Yossi and like Rabbi Meir, that both where you recognize that she was pregnant, and in the case where three periods have passed over without her seeing blood, then in both cases, she does not have time to 24 hours back from the time when she had her neither sighting. Okay? So that's it saying, V'imoymerat, now comes the proof. This is where we have to figure out. V'imoymerat, nosim lo koyimei bura. If you're going to say like Shmuel, that you gave her all the days, whatever she's, it's partial, not proof. If you're going to say that all the days she's pregnant, all the days that she's nursing, she doesn't have 24 hours back. She doesn't have 24 hours back. Lomli Kukuli Rabbi Yossi. What are you saying that you're going? Why do you have to paskin like the coolest of Rabbi Yossi? Forget about the coolest of Rabbi Yossi. In other words, what was Rabbi Yossi's coola? Where was Rabbi Yossi's coola? Rabbi Yossi's coola was the case of what? Rios Harbe, right? This case of Rios Harbe. Just say like Shmuel, that no matter how many times she sees during pregnancy, establishing or not establishing a baseline of not seeing, she's never metami 24 hours back. Shmuel said whether she established a baseline of not seeing or not seeing with 24 hours is immaterial. Whenever a woman is pregnant, she doesn't go back for the last 24 hours, period. So she only metami from the time she sees, because it's such an aberration, right? It's such an aberration to see during pregnancy. She doesn't have to have this. She doesn't go back for the 24 hours prior to that bimatami, to enjoy that chumra. So it says again, let me clue Rabbi Yossi. Hadar the Rabbi Meir clue let me Rabbi Yossi. The truth is, Rabbi Meir is much more lenient than Rabbi Yossi. What do you mean? Rabbi Meir says the moment hukaru bara, if you shmuel's correct, just say Pascha and Meir, that the moment hukaru bara, she recognizes she's pregnant. From there on in, it must be that we don't say like Shmuel. It must be there's a possibility, even by Muberes and Menika, that we won't say Taya Shaita, right? And that's what he had to say about Rebbe, that he paskin like the coolest Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir. What's that? He paskin like the coolest Rabbi Meir, their hukar bar is enough. He paskin like Rabbi Yossi, that after she establishes a pattern, that's enough. But Enochanami, in the absence of both those kulas, let's say it's not hukar or bara for some reason, I don't know exactly what the scenario is, or let's say that she didn't establish a pattern, right, of not seeing for three times, so taka, lemaisa, in such a case, we're not going to let her off the hook, we're going to say that she's metame 24 hours back, okay? The bottom line is that we need to have a situation in which we have both, to which we have something besides the fact that she's pregnant, either hukar or bara, in other words, we know, you know, it's hukar or bara because she's, we can see that she's hukar, or that she hasn't established a pattern, she's established a pattern of not seeing it three times. It's not a din and muberis itself, okay? Now, you know, after, as I'm saying it, I realize, I'm not sure there's a practical nafkamina. I don't know if there's any real difference, because the truth is, after hukar bara, we're going to say that that's it for the rest of the pregnancy. She doesn't have to wait 24 hours back. What do you want to say? That might be one thing. Within the first few months, that might be it, but I had another shot. And of course, in that case, what we'd say is, so you might be right. That might be, and that would mean we would look back and we say, hey, after 3 months are over, we say, hey, look, she's pregnant. And we would say all the taros, which would be matame, during the last 3 months, for the 24 hours prior to reciting Anita, now are going to be matara again. That's what we would say, according to what you just say, which would be true according to Shmuel, but it's clearly not true according to Gemara as established here, because it only starts after hukar bara. But there's another possibility. It's another possibility of how to learn it, which is another possibility to say, really, there's no nafkamina ladina. There's no chiluk lemaisa once hukar bara, she's okay, there's no 24 hours back, and that's just like Shmuel, because obviously that's way too hukar bara, otherwise you don't know she's pregnant yet, right? But the thing is then, you shouldn't say it's like the kula of Rabbi Meir and the kula of Rabbi Yossi. In other words, that he paskin like conflicting kulos. Rather, just say he holds like Shmuel. Or just say that he holds a pshat, that a muberes has no issue of, muberes has no issue of 24 hours back. But he's not saying that. The way the Bryce phrased it, it's not that a muberes has no issue. He would have a paskin kula on both of these. And it's a very different svara. I want to elaborate on that just another more moment. It's a very different svara, because if you paskin like the coolest of both, what it means is basically, since this halacha is rabbana, we can paskin a paradox, right? The paskin 24 hours back, that everything is matami l'mafreya, retroactively from the past, sort of sign 24 hours back, it's a chumad de rabbana. So rabbana went, mach, hey, no, you know, they gave all sorts of coolest. But if you say that, well, it's not that they gave all sorts of kulas. A woman who's muberes is not shaykh to the parish 24 hours back because of, you don't need, it's not because of paradox kulas, they pass the grammar school in one hand, religious school in the other, and just because it's the rabbanon, it's because inherently a woman who's pregnant is misulekas damim, and therefore you don't assume she's going to see blood, even she did all previous 8 months, but in the 9 months also, or even she did all previous 5 months, in the 6 months, you don't assume she's going to see blood, you don't have to come out to the concept of kulas the right mayor and kula rabbi Yossi. I think that could be the pshat also. So he meant lomli kuli Rabbi Yossi. Why do you say it's a kuli Rabbi Yossi? Harder Rabbi Meir clearly Rabbi Yossi. Even like that which Rabbi Meir said, hukar bara. That's more cow than Rabbi Yossi. Meaning we'd say the principle of once she's muberes, she's muberes. Don't tell me it's like the kula of Rabbi Yossi. Say even according to Rabbi Meir, once hukar bara. Meaning if Shmuel's correct, the moment she becomes pregnant, then by definition that should be sufficient. I'm Rabbi Yimana. Rabbi Yimana said, "Kum Rabbi Yossi in front of Rabbi Yossi, not the same Rabbi Yossi we've been discussing in the Tana." He said it for Rabbi Yossi the Amora. Hey, how do you know that when it says Rabbi Paskin like the coolest Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi meant this coolest Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi? Maybe he meant Onema Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi the Cholov. Maybe it goes back to Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi when they had a machlokus about milk, where the milk comes from, how the milk works. Does the milk come because their blood becomes milk by minimal munekas, or does it come because of the tzar? And we had nafkaminas based on
what causes her to start seeing blood again? Is it the 24 months on the calendar, or is it the fact that she stops nursing? Maybe they're passing like the coolest Rabbi Yossi in there. I know they passing Rabbi Yossi man, the coolest over here. Vis-a-vis the Amu Beres, maybe so coolest vis-a-vis Minika. So it says, normally the Fetish Chachin Samus, we have Masura that it was about this case. Now, until now, I've been talking about a girl who her time has come to see blood, but she hasn't seen blood yet. Okay. What about a woman, girl who's under three? Right? It's totally immature, right? A tinogus who her time has not yet come to see, and she saw rios. Now, this is very cool. This is a real cool case. You know, in Nida, there's cycles, right? Cycles can be very odd, right? And very odd cycles are considered to be cyclical patterns. For example, a woman can have a 90-day cycle, right? Now, most women are going to see blood every month, right? But so a woman can see blood every 90 days, right? Look, that's going to be important here. So it says, another factor before we start the case, which is a woman who has a set cycle, she doesn't have to wait 30, she doesn't have time to 24 hours retroactively. It's only a woman who doesn't have a set cycle, because a woman has a set cycle, we say, or she knows when her cycle began, and that's when it began, and we don't go 24 hours back and being Matami. So it says more, Tinosha Yizmaios Varas Ria Rishina Dayashaita. The first time she sees, we don't go back 24 hours. Shnia, the second time she's Dayashaita, we don't go 24 hours back. Shlish is the third time, Dayashaita. Also, we say don't go 24 hours back, but when now she's established a pattern, she's mature. The fourth time she's Matami 24 hours back. Rabbi Yimashim Rab said, Shlish is Atsum Matami Eslis. The third time itself, that race established a pattern, and that third time, we go back 24 hours in Matami, everything prior to having had the sighting. Now, Zakena, now the Shaita throws in a whole other case here, which is similar, but not quite the same. I'll tell you what he says. It says, Hifsiko Sholoshonas, and this is important because it's going to come up later on. What if she's the same girl? Okay, she saw three times. She saw Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev, right? Then she stopped Tevis Shvat Ador. She stopped. Okay? So, Hifsiko Sholoshonas, Ross, and then she saw again in Nisan, Daishaita, and then Chosev Sikha Shoshosh says she stopped again, Eor Sivan Tamu, she didn't see again. Then of Verosa, then she saw a third time in Av, right? And then Chosev Sikha Shoshosh, then she stopped again, Elul Tishrei Cheshvan. And then she saw again, another time. So she saw three times, stopped three times, saw once. Now, Arekachol Noshim, she's like every other woman, time she tries retroactively. Because she established a pattern now of how many months? 90 days, right. So she's Matame retroactively. Okay, so it's interesting because even though she stopped, that stopping can also make a pattern. Because if you stop three times, yes, that stopped. But then the fourth time becomes a pattern. Actually, it's a 120-day pattern. It's a 120-day pattern, not a 90-day pattern. She stopped three times and saw. That kufa can become a 120-day pattern.
So if she has a pattern, so why isn't she dying?
Gemara is going to chop that. Says Gemara, v'chei so too, v'zkeinu shivsiko sholoshonos, a woman who underwent menopause at Sumali, so 3 months she hasn't seen anything, da'ashaita, same thing, right? Chosim v'siko sholoshonos v'chaka chros, da'ashaita, same thing. And then the Shaita so throws in, same idea, the same pattern, 120 day patterns. Now, the Gemara says here, Kshalo Kivna, he changes it slightly. Lo Bisha Kivna.
not where she came up precise on 100 days, machmas aveses, because then it would taka be 120 day cycle and she wouldn't be in Matami 24 hours back, right? Ella doesn't say the word Ella, but he throws in Ella Shapirso Sira. She did a little bit more, a little bit less. So she had 1 month 117, another month 122. That way, it's not a precise Kiyas Vesis. So she got it back, but she didn't get it back precise, so therefore she gets 24 hours back. Okay? She Lukimnan, even Lukimnan was precise. Nikva Vesis, she has a Vesis, and she doesn't actually, of course, have going back. Okay, Rabbi Yudan asks, Ross, this Tinoikas, who never saw before, and she's too mature. Ross, we are Rishon HaMishniyah. Now, this is also a cockamamie pattern, so, and I'm going to learn it good in Ephraim. The next Gemara is anybody's toss up. Anybody can learn any way they want to go and learn it good in Ephraim. I'm going to tell you what he says ahead of time, which then that will make it easier. You have a pattern like this. 1, 2, break, 1, 2. Okay? So that too is a pattern. Bavli never has such a pattern. 1, 2, break, then 1, 2 again. That's also a pattern. Okay? That's what I'm going to explain now. Okay? She saw once, twice, then she stopped for 3 times, right? Break means a 3-month break, right? 1, 2, break, then 1, 2 again. And then she saw, right? Now she kivesis arukai. She saw right now the Muslim only with 1 sighting after the 3. It's like a vesis aruka. In other words, this had to be a long cycle. Normally she has a 30-day cycle. This was 120-day cycle, right? Right? She's metame retroactively the past 24 hours from this from this time. Okay, I've seen corner is that those 120 days the minimal interruption. Right? Shetei Daya Shaita, and that's sufficient to the days, the evil thereof, and she doesn't retroactivate anymore. Right? Says the Rabbi Rebbe's here, he said, My Beshoa Shasisa Kikadmin. This is a word which throws everybody off. Nobody knows what this word means. Okay? Everybody messed up by this word. Was a Kadmin. So the way the Gilan Ephraim learns is a Shaita. So that's one way of learning it. Moshe is another way of learning it. But the Gilan Ephraim learns it is. If at the time we made it like a kadamin, a quaint word, a bucket of blood. If when you make her like a bucket of blood, okay? Now, who's a woman who's a bucket of blood? So he says that if you say when she's a bucket of blood, when she's suitable to see blood, now it's Tinoka she gives manuros. She should see blood, right? At my dayashaita, you say the first time she sees blood, it's dayashaita. You don't say it's in time of retroactively. So if at that time, when she's, as a matter of fact, if she saw once, to make a case more pertinent, she saw once, and then she stopped 3 times, and she saw again, even though she's already of age where she suspected to see Nida, the fact that she stopped, you know, just like the menopause, so to the onset of puberty also is in spurts. The Gemara is assuming. So to just like menopause, if she saw once, then stopped 3 months, and then saw again that second time, she died shaita. So to the beginning also, she saw once, stopped 3 months, and saw again. Then that second time, she also died shaita. We don't see the tummy 24 hours retroactively. Okay. So imashalasha sisa kikad domim. I don't know that shaita conscious is kad domim. He or she's underage. A lot low koshkein is not a kabachomer. Certainly she's not going to be with time 24 hours actually. So he says in Kani, if that's true, I feel also ria should be acheres. Gilan Ephraim says, what about she saw a second time? She saw once. Stop. Or so, actually, the case is re-shayishnia. So once, twice, stop 3 times, right? 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, she saw. 1, 2, 3, she didn't see. Then she saw 1, 2 again. So in that case, the second time, in the second cycle, she also shouldn't be metamic 24 hours retroactively, right? Because she doesn't have a cycle. She didn't start establish herself as being, you know, susceptible yet. How many times is
establishes susceptibility three times. She only had two times. Now, it's true she had four times, right? Which is what the Gemara is going to say. Because she had two, then three, and then two, right?
Yeah, but the pattern is actually a five-month cycle. Two on and three off. And then another two on.
That's Moore's answer. Moore's kasha is that this shouldn't be considered a pattern because she, even though she had two on, but then she had three off, and now the first two should not count, right? The first two should be daya shaita, and that's Gemara answers, right? Right? Lota time may say sachetir sholosh sholosh achrev seika. She should have to see three after the break. In other words, she should only start being matame retroactively if she had one, two sightings. Then at the break, one, two, three break. Then she had one, two, three again, but not on the second time. Yeah, it sounded like you hold even on the second time. Says so, well, yeah, even on the second time she's matame. You know why? Because Armelay Dami Levesa Saruka, that's like a Vesa Saruka. That's like a Taka Vesa Saruka. And Yushami also says, compared to Kachidish, that there's a pattern of 1-2, break 1-2-3, start 1-2 again, and on the second time, which is the cumulatively the fourth time already, she's Matami retroactively. Like we said before, on the fourth time, according to Rabbi Yirmiyahu, it's already on the third time she's Matami retroactively. But according to Rabbanon, it's on the fourth time. Cumulatively, this is the fourth time, and it's symmetrical, so that makes a pattern. Okay, amazing Gemara, but that's what it says. Let's just try and get to the Mishnah. Says Gemara, the tape's going to run out momentarily, so some questions till the tape runs out of Mishnah, whatever comes first. Says Gemara, Kama Oina, what's the city being Oina? Now, the question is what the Gemara is asking vis-a-vis. So, again, Ephraim says, the three onos of Iskena, which cause considered menopause, how much that is. I would like to say this, it means like this, more traditional Nida Shaila, which is when you have a woman who has a Yetzera pattern, and the halacha is you have to be chayshish every month for the previous month's patterns, you have to be afraid, right? So what's the generic pattern before a pattern is set? Okay, what's the generic pattern? So it's more, it happens to be a term in the literature, an average oina. What's an oina benis? Or shemilo shemirida in the seal says nesel oina benis shloshim yom, 30 days. Okay, that so three oinas would be 90 days, and the oina for a woman who doesn't yet get established pattern would be 30 days. Says my binula oina giver. Now this is a question which Shaita Soter takes out because it's a very weird question. But if you learn the question, is how do you know that that's it? Give her another one, right? I'm not sure what Ona is supposed to give her. I don't know exactly. Maybe it means that if she had a 40-day pattern, give her 40 days, but it's not sure from the Gemara that we give her a 30-day pattern, even the second time around, which isn't true, in fact. Why is it two women establish an altered pattern, she'll keep whatever pattern she had last time, plus the additional pattern of 30 days, okay? She has to keep both Ona Benis and her pattern for last time. So maybe that's what it means over here. It says, maybe no Ona, give her a Ona. Me'achar shalom, then the Ushami says, no, you don't have to do it. Me'achar shalom, ispara b'domim, ein lo Ona. She doesn't have, has not clarified, because she's too young, so maybe she doesn't have a set Ona, or too old. She doesn't have a set Ona. So again, the Prashad show takes the whole paragraph out, because it's very cryptic. But obviously, some child trying to establish that Ona Benis is 30 days. Now, Maushel Aksami, this girl who's still too young, she's still immature, but she saw twice already. And the third time she sees a stain, not actual blood. Does it count or doesn't it count? Says the Gemara as Nida, right? Says the Chizkiya Mar Chizkiya says yes. Me'achar Shasisa should be Kikat Domim again, since you made her like she has blood. Because this third time, it's going to make her into a Nida, really, Afanemis, right? Because establishing her as a Nida, Yeshuk Samir Kesson works as well. Shulamar Shmuel says, no, I feel called Sonny Kula Mole Tipin Shodam, even if her whole sheet is full of blood. As long as she hasn't set a pattern of three times seeing blood, those stains don't count, right? Ve'elon Shabriyani says, I feel Ros Mea Pam, even if she saw 100 times blood, now it's a very big kula. Even saw 100 times blood. She saw and she saw and she saw. Ain loksamim, she has no kesem. Areichon, to what you, when did Chazal make the gzera that a stain makes a woman tame? Achetovli yimeinu urim. A girl under 12 has no kesem. Okay, it was amazing. Chula. Okay, stains only tame a girl over 12. Stains are suffix, so only tame after she reaches. Now, truth is, I think somebody says that she doesn't have a kesem only vis-a-vis the 24 hours retroactively. In which she does have a kesem to make her tame, but she doesn't have a kesem vis-a-vis the 24 hours retroactively. But for the Gemara Tamasha, they didn't make that taka, because they have ksamim on her at all. Period. Okay? So that's what it says. Says Mara. I see a pay motion. I didn't see it before. A pay motion says on this, I feel Ross may have palm that it's not 100 months, because Taka 3 months would establish her as being Shachni even under 12. But it means if she saw even 100 stains in 1 month, it still is, or even 100 sightings of blood in 1 month, she's still not considered to have Kesamim until she's 12. So it's not that she saw 3 months in a row, but she saw 100 signs of blood in 1 month, she's still not trying to sell, which is much more palatable. Okay. So it says, my veil and your man, nor in Mishtavish, they say it's one she's 2 years. Rabbi Yechim Shem Rishem and Yitzhak says, Roika, this girl who doesn't yet have, who's not yet reached the age of being, of having blood, so it, when she's Mitame, so she, and it seems like when she's Mitame Tumas Nida, Rokotor, Saliva Tor, Midrasator, when she steps on the store, Magob Shusrai Tor, and she steps on Shusrai Mistor, because she's not really Shayach to Tumi yet. So Sarim remember the Bnei Yeshiva say, you know what, look, we can't take it that far. What it means is Meis Leis, it means even she's still, even we give her Meis Leis retroactively, because she's really established 3 times, but during that time, it's only she herself which is Tame. Anything which comes out of her body, bodily fluids, are not Matame, because she hasn't yet reached the true age of Nida. So even though she's being seen blood left and right, we have no choice on the third or fourth time to be Matame retroactively. Nevertheless, it's not Matame, it's only she herself, not bodily fluids which come for her. Again, it's all part of Xeid Rabbanon, so it's flexible. We can change Xeid Rabbanon according to our needs. Okay. We stumbled home tonight.